With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden has told Israel it must do more to protect civilians and aid workers in the Gaza war. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
During a 30-minute phone call with the Israeli Prime Minister, the president warned that future U.S. support for the Gaza war depends on new steps by Israel. National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
What we want to see are some real changes on the Israeli side. If we don't see changes from their side, there'll have to be changes from our side.
Kirby said the president was very direct in telling Benjamin Netanyahu that Israel must take concrete steps to address civilian harm, humanitarian suffering, and the safety of aid workers. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Some government efforts to help businesses impacted by the bridge collapse and blockage in the port of Baltimore are picking up steam.
A Norwegian shipping firm is estimating it's already lost up to $10 million in the first week after the bridge collapse. But it's the smaller businesses getting attention right now.
A million containers that go through the Port of Baltimore every year.
Maryland Senator Ben Cardin meeting with small business owners who are awaiting goods that haven't arrived. The head of the Small Business Administration, Isabel Guzman, came to Baltimore to offer federal services and help open two resource centers.
To make sure that financial relief, financial support was available to them.
She says they've already gotten 500 emergency loan applications. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An early spring nor'easter is hammering the Northeast with heavy snow, rain, and high winds, with some northern areas expected to get up to 2 feet of snow. Around 630,000 homes and businesses remained without power from West Virginia to Maine. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 530 points, the Nasdaq dropped 228. This is SRN News. A leading atheist longs for Christianity.
Richard Dawkins is one of the best-known atheists in the world, a man who calls faith in Christ nonsense. And yet, in an interview with a British radio station, he laments the decline of Christianity in the UK and Western Europe, going so far as to claim that he is a, quote, cultural Christian. Dawkins says England needs the moral and ethical structure that Christianity provides and admits that he fears the spread of Islam in his country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Oklahoma Supreme Court is considering the legality of a plan to establish what would be the nation's first publicly funded religious charter school. Republican Attorney General Gantner Drummond argues that the creation of the St. Isidore of Seville Catholic Virtual Charter School is a violation of both state and federal law. If approved, Drummond says Islamic or even satanic schools would be eligible to receive public funding. This is SRN News. The maker of an ALS drug will pull the medicine from the U.S. market.
Amylyx Pharmaceuticals will halt marketing in the U.S. and Canada. In March, the drug maker announced that its drug had failed to show any benefit for patients in a 600-person study. The drug's failure is a major disappointment for ALS patients and advocates who press the FDA to approve it. Amylyx's voluntary withdrawal resolves a potential dilemma for the FDA, which had no way of quickly forcing the drug from the U.S. market. John Scott reporting.
Rescuers are searching for missing people and working to reach hundreds who became stranded when Taiwan's strongest earthquake in 25 years sent boulders and mud tumbling down mountainsides, blocking roads. At least 10 people died and more than 1,000 were injured. Wednesday's powerful quake struck during the morning rush hour. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.